prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, whoa, that is awfully loud. Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Carl Lenore. That's coming out of my headset loud. I'm going to have to fix something. Hold on a second, guys. And turn up the mic. That should be better for everybody. Okay, welcome back to Supreme Radio. I think the last ghost is out of the system now. Today's first hour is dedicated to physical culture radio with Brooks Kubik. We'll get started with that in just a minute. Later in the show, we're going to be talking with Susan Jones about spring cleaning your body. Time for a detox. Look younger, feel better, and all good things. I just want to mention that Supreme Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical, and their product line is All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the banner ads. Now, without much more ado, I run his music.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Brooks, how you doing?
Carl, I'm great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. We're still struggling. So I did this live remote that you know about. We were just talking about it. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. I unplug things and I just plug them right back in the way they were and nothing works right. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know what it is. But I'm still, some of the problems are gone, but some of the problems are still here. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about the true Spartan lifestyle. Right?
Yeah, we thought that'd be an interesting topic for today. Given that you were just out west in the wild and woolly west and perhaps living a little bit of a Spartan lifestyle yourself.
And not by choice. So, yeah, no, absolutely. We were in Billings, Montana. And for those who don't know about this, Billings, Montana, the city, it's the largest city in Montana, has a population of 100,000 people. Think about that. There's more than 100,000 people that live off of Bardstown Road, where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So, we did a lot of fun things. I will tell you that we did go see a Little Bighorn, Custer's Last Stand. That was mm-hmm. really the highlight of the trip. I mean, seeing that after learning about it when you're a kid and history and all that sort of stuff, it was really cool. But the entire state only has about 250,000. Inhabitants, and 60,000 of those are Native Americans.
Wow.
Now, you will like this, Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
I bought two books on Native American medicinal plants.
Really? Oh,
and,
wow.
And Native American cooking.
Interesting.
Because think about it. So they had Paleo Indians 9,000 years ago.
Absolutely.
And they inhabited Montana. So the Crow and the Sioux, predominantly Crow Indians that are there, but there's some Sioux and some other factions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Their lineage in the United States goes back over 9,000 years, and they have recipes that were handed down from family member to family member over that period of time.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, and so roots and tubers and plants and stuff that they have been eating for thousands of years. And of course, buffalo. And there's some really cool recipes. I'll have to let you check it out. I'm just starting to dig into it now.
Well, that sounds really good. I'll have to borrow that from you. Some listeners may know, because they may also get my Dinophiles Quarterly. But the last issue of the Dinophiles Quarterly included an article about a man named John Nicholas. And I found this, I was trying to figure out, I was looking for some new material to put into the Dinophiles, and I picked up an old copy of Strength magazine from November of 1927 or 1928. And I was just flipping through. And I found an article about a man who began training at age 100.
Really?
Yes. At age 100. And he ended up, what he was doing, he talked about how he had been, to celebrate his 100th birthday, he did an exhibition of canoeing for summer tourists at this place that he lived in New Brunswick, okay, and New Brunswick, Canada. And afterwards, a rich banker from Chicago invited him to dinner at his hotel room. And during dinner, he saw this old-fashioned pulley weight machine, you know, the kind you stand in and you do sort of like a standing alternate arm punching motion.
Right.
And then you turn around and you can do various pulling motions.
Yep.
And, you know, and if you think about it, you can also do one-handed movements. You can do things where you're like chopping wood or bending over to work the midsection. You know, there's a lot that you can do with this. I remember seeing things like this at YMCAs. And,
right.
And they, you know, they had them in schools when we were kids.
They were on the walls, right?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, a lot of the boxing gyms used to have these in them because guys would stand with their backs facing the wall,
mm-hmm,
and grab them, and they would punch while they were holding them. And usually they had small weights that went up and down in a track or springs that that created the resistance.
Yeah. And they had, you know, it was sort of a way of doing weight training for people who, you know, didn't want to do heavy weightlifting because they were afraid of getting muscle bound or hernias or hurting their back or, you know, all the old
Or God myths. Forbid, getting stronger.
Yeah, yeah. So anyhow, this banker had a freestanding pulley machine. And he was telling this 100-year-old man that he had bought it when he was 60. And he's now 75, and he's getting great results from it. He highly recommends it. And long story short, the banker ends up giving the exercise machine to him, and a bellboy from the hotel helps him get it home. And when he's at home, everybody is saying, what's with that? It's an exercise machine. And he says, right, I'm going to start exercising. And they say, but you're 100. And he says, well, I think it would be good for me. And they said, oh, give it to your son, or
yeah,
your grandson,
yeah,
or your great-grandson. Well, as he put it, he fools them all, and he starts using the thing. And the results at age 100 were absolutely astonishing. He'd been losing weight. No matter what he did, he couldn't keep weight on his bones. He gained 10 pounds that winter by doing his exercise machine, which he did basically two or three times a day for 10 or 15 minutes. That was all he did. He started to sleep better. He'd been having trouble sleeping. He got back to 8 hours a night. And he had had this problem where he'd be working during the day. He made crafts to sell to the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And he would fall asleep right in the middle of working. Well, when he got his health straightened out and started sleeping better, guess what? He had more energy. He didn't doze off during the day. And basically, he felt very young. So the next year, to celebrate his 101st birthday, he does an exhibition of how to use the exercise machine. And people pass the hat and put money in the hat for him, and, you know, he pulls in like $500. This was back in the 19-teens or 1920s. So, you know, that was a lot of money back then. So essentially, he's a professional strongman who got started at age 101. And the reason that I go into the story is there were some hints about where he lived. He lived on a reservation for a First Nations tribe in Canada. And so I started doing some research, and guess what? He not only was a member of the First Nations, he was the chief.
Oh, wow.
A real person. And I tracked down his great-grandson. He's now in his 60s. And talk to him about this, talk to his wife. Guess who is a total devotee of an ancestral diet?
Him.
His wife.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so we were having a conversation, and this is how I got to the story, because you were talking about ancestral diets for the
Native Americans
yeah. in Montana. And not too long ago, I was having a conversation about ancestral diets for First Nation people in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick. And, you know, it's absolutely fascinating. One of the interesting things, all the gardeners on the show will like this, they had indigenous crops suited to their climate. 6, 7, 8 of them. One of them, I'm just going off the top of my head, one of them was the Jerusalem artichoke.
I've heard of that before.
Okay, you know, which is a fun, funky thing, but, you know, it's not very common. But they did not have potatoes. They didn't have a number of the common vegetables, but they had some things that were uniquely suited to their climate.
Right.
And one of them was the Jerusalem artichoke. And what they're doing now through Heritage Seeds is they're starting to replant those crops that were bred for thousands of years to be very well suited to a particular climate. And they're trying to use the original seeds, the heritage seeds, the original crops, and see what happens. And the interesting thing will be, what will be the effect on the health of people who are descended from people who ate those same crops, as opposed to crops that were introduced 200 years ago by the Europeans?
Very interesting.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, this is the kind of thing that keeps me up at night thinking about.
This is the kind of stuff I think a lot about as well, because
yeah.
You know, the Native Americans are genetically predisposed to develop type 2 diabetes because they have lived for thousands of years eating certain foods and having certain levels of activity, and since their what's the word I'm looking for? Their confinement to reservations and the development of modern food products, they all become obese and diabetic. And so it makes perfect sense that if they return to these foods that they have evolved
exactly.
under, they will, a lot of these diseases will probably go away for them.
That's true. And they absolutely have been decimated by the USDA food pyramid. Because
it's more than that. So one of the things I realized was mm-hmm. if you want to completely subjugate a portion of the population, the easy way to do that is to supply them with everything they need just enough to survive. Everything that they need, their food, their medical treatment, their housing, and so, but just give them just enough to survive, not enough to thrive on. And that is slavery without shackles, because what you end up doing is you build a population of people who are on the precipices of complete implosion and failure, but don't have the wherewithal, the knowledge, or the tools to take themselves and extract themselves from that world. And that's what's been done to the Native Americans today. I mean, look at them. They were hardworking, proud people. Granted, maybe they didn't have some of the markings of civilization that we put so much value in, but they did not suffer from obesity or type 2 diabetes. Their elderly lived to be 80, 90, and 100 years old regularly and helped raise children and worked hard. They had very little disease at all. And when they had diseases, they knew of medicinal plants to treat them. In fact, the May apple, which is not an apple, it was used by Native Americans to cure diseases, and the May apple is where we have gotten the drug cisplatin from, which is the leading chemotherapy drug. So they knew what to do and how to do it, and they were doing it well, and they were surviving, and they were thriving, and they were healthy, and they were strong, and we took them and indoctrinated them into a system that stripped them of all of that and forced them to be what we thought civilized people should do and forced them to eat what we thought civilized people should eat. And look at them now. They're a perfect example of what's happening to our country, but they're a microcosm of it.
Well, they're a very telling example because they went from a traditional diet and a traditional lifestyle to a European or, quote, civilized diet and lifestyle almost overnight, and look at what happened.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we do have to get back on track with the Spartan lifestyle. This kind of plays into the show.
Sure does.
So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Man, that music is loud. Do you hear that music?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay, we'll figure this out during the break. Stay tuned.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 1-800-236-1936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Technical Difficulty Radio. I am your engineer, Fumbles. So now I got to adjust my microphone back up because I figured out what the problem was that I adjusted down. Would you speak, Brooke, so I can adjust you as well?
You can adjust me any way you want, Carl.
There you go.
And people are really going to worry about this.
Yeah. You know, the irony is that it was your commercial that got butchered there. I'm sorry about that. So let's talk about the Spartan lifestyle. This is actually something that I think as you get older. I have to mention something.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hinburn, am I pronouncing his name right?
Bill Hinburn
said that it was Spalding that used to manufacture those pulley machines that we were talking about earlier. Spalding.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually been thinking a lot about the Spartan lifestyle. I have this sense that the accumulation of things is not necessarily a virtue, and that when we look at real virtuous lifestyles, we find that they are Spartan, the word Spartan meaning scant or not heavily appointed with creature comforts, but instead adhering to just the basic necessities, that there's a certain joy in life by the uncluttering of life. And the same is true in training, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's really the focus of my posts on the Dinosaur Training blog from yesterday and today. You know, that less really is more, and that there are enormous benefits to having less, to having things be simpler, more basic, simple equipment, basic exercises, basic training programs. Train in a simple gym, a Spartan gym, if you have access to that sort of training facility. If you train at home, don't make a fancy, luxurious training area. Keep it simple. Keep it Spartan. And what you find is that it unclutters your mind. You know, have you ever, you've probably been to more commercial gyms than I have in the last 10 years, because I've been to almost none. But have you ever stepped in a gym and you look around and you're just totally overwhelmed because there's so much, you don't even know where to begin,
right,
or what to do or what to use?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, well, compare that, where do you start, with where I train, which is my garage, where I walk out and there's an 8x8 lifting platform with a bar on it. Problem solved. And immediately you start focusing on what you're going to do with that bar. It's very simple. And training is the same way, and I think a lot of people, unfortunately, get pulled into or sucked into the more is better, the more you have is better for you phenomenon. And the problem is, it's not. It's distracting.
You know, this is true in life, and it's true in the gym. You're right, because when you, and for some reason, we become a society that, you know, and I think, I hate to bash him because he was a great marketer, but Ron Papil, you know, he had a machine for everything. He had a machine that would cook the egg, a machine that would peel the egg, a machine that would slice the egg, and then a machine that would dice the egg up so you could avoid chewing it and swallowing it. You had 4 machines on your countertop. We tend to be a society of clutter. You just need to look around to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the clutter that exists externally influences the clutter that exists internally in our head. And when you get into the gym, there's this tendency for noise in the head. And those of you who have pushed your bodies to limits, like we have, like you have, like I have, where you even can injure yourself, you're going to such limits, you know that right before that lift, you know, you get under the bar, you unrack the bar, you feel the weight crushing down on you, all of a sudden the noise in your head goes up. It's all these darting thoughts that become distractions, and they distract you from the real job at hand, which is to get down where your ass meets your ankles and get back up again with that bar. It's just one thing you have to do, but you have all these distractions. And I think that what adds to that is the clutter in the gym, the noise in the gym, the machines in the gym, you know, the fancy this and the and Pilates ball rolling over there because the guy is doing. And there's a, when you go to some of the most hardcore athletic events, you find that the most dedicated athletes tend to train with very minimal equipment. Yet they achieve very, very high levels of performance. There's a lot to be said for that.
Well, there's a wonderful book by Daniel Coyle called The Talent Code. And there's sort of a hip pocket summary of it called The Little Book of Talent. And what Daniel Coyle did, very interesting. He studied highly successful, highly skilled people in a wide variety of disciplines. The academic world, the business world, sales world, life skills, great leaders, military, and athletics. And what he found was that there were certain things that were common to those who were really good, really successful, really talented, really skilled. And one of those things was, particularly when they were developing, they trained or practiced. Musicians, for example, great musicians would practice. They trained or practiced in extremely simple surroundings. Very basic gyms. You know, it's the Rocky movies. When Rocky is climbing the ladder to success, where does he train? He trains in a
meat locker.
I mean, literally, in a meat locker. I mean, what could be more primitive than that? And then when, spoiler alert, he achieves success, he starts training like a successful person, like a civilized person. And for a while, it ruins him as a fighter. And to become successful again, he has to go back to his roots and start training, you know, in an uncivilized manner. And there's an enormous amount to be said for that. And the fitness industry sends totally the wrong message. They send a message that you want to train in a luxurious spa. Think about that for a second. The word spa for a gym. Now, that training in a spa is the way to go. It's better. It's more effective, more productive, more fun, easier. You know, that really is the message. It's easier. And contrast that with the kind of place that you were talking about a few minutes ago. You know, the old hardcore, old school bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting gym. Totally different than the typical modern day gym.
You know, think about some of the gyms we're talking about. Like Dorian Yates used to train in that dungeon of a basement in the UK. And when you look at places where like, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Isn't this funny? Lou Ferrigno.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that gym he trained in Brooklyn? It looked like a hallway. It did. It was narrow and long. It looked like a hallway. And
small and
equipment
filled with good equipment.
Yeah, but the equipment was not what you see today. There were makeshift benches, and there were bars with permanent weights put on them. You know, they were like welded on. It was like, this is where real strength was built. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Spartan lifestyle. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. This is Physical Culture Radio, and you should visit Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. Stay tuned.
Advanced in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik, my co-host. And our new co-host in the field, Bill Hinburn, who said, the great Olympic gold medalist John Davis trained in a church basement. You should plug Brooks' book, Black Iron, the John Davis story. So how do you like that one?
Well, that's not bad, and that's coming from someone who knows what he's talking about. If anyone doesn't know who Bill Hinburn is, Bill Hinburn has been putting out quality weight training, bodybuilding, strength training products literally for close to 50 years.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I bought the first course I ever bought through the mail, I bought from Bruno Sammartino, the wrestler.
Yeah.
A $2 course. I saw it in the back of an old weightlifting wrestling magazine. But the second course that I bought, I was a sophomore in high school from Bill Hinburn, and it was a strength and bulk training course for weightlifters and bodybuilders by Reg Park. And guess what? I am at Bill Hinburn's website as I say this, superstrengthtraining.com. And the very first thing that pops up today in the feed is that very same course. Still selling it. And that's 40 years later, more than 40 years later. Bill's got absolutely great stuff. And a real gentleman, a real credit to the Iron Game. And Carl, I'm going to tell you, he has known everybody.
Really?
He corresponded with everyone. Well, you know, because he's been doing it for so long.
Right.
And so he was able to correspond with a lot of the old-timers who are no longer with us and just has the most incredible stories about them. It's remarkable. He's got, you know, correspondence with Grimmick and everyone else under the sun. Oh, it's just amazing.
So what should we do to strive to be more like the Spartans? And the Spartans really were. I mean, they didn't carry any dead weight. The word Spartan harkens back to a warrior who was all that he needed and nothing more, right?
Yeah. Well, you know the word Spartan, meaning austere, simple, basic, comes from the Spartan lifestyle, the lifestyle of the warriors in Sparta. And they did some very interesting things that from a physical culture point of view are quite commendable and worth thinking about. You know, one is they started training at a very early age. And the other is that they trained for performance. Performance in their case being war. They trained to be warriors. But essentially they were doing exactly the kind of training that athletes should do. It's a very athletic mode of training. And the lifestyle was simple in that everything that they did was designed to make them hard. And I'm using the word hard in what I think is the original sense, which is good, hard as iron, hard as steel, hard as granite. And, for example, they would not want to sleep on a feather bed because sleeping on a feather bed or any kind of overly soft bed makes you soft.
Right.
They would not want to eat extremely,
decadent foods?
Decadent foods. You know where I'm going. You know, the gourmet.
Yeah, simple things like gruel, you know what I mean? Those were the things that they would eat because they wanted. And let's talk about this. This is actually an interesting concept that comes down even to today. You know, there's an old saying that any vice you have can be used against you. So if you smoke cigarettes or you depend on pharmaceutical drugs, there could be a time in your life where that will come back to haunt you because you may be in a situation where you need a cigarette or you can't escape I mean, you know, some situation because you don't have your drugs with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea about the he who travels lightest travels fastest, staying unencumbered, simple lives, these are really fantastic ideas. Because, you know, think about this for a second. You've got people out there who are the wealthiest people in the world, and we sit around and go, oh, they run the country. No, they don't run the country. They run the country because the politicians let them have influence. But this government could turn around at any time and become more of a totalitarian government than it already is, and say, you know, we're sequestering people's property. We're emptying out the bank accounts and the 401k. They could flip a switch tomorrow morning and everybody could be broke and own nothing. It's been done in other countries. Don't say, oh no, it couldn't happen here in the United States, because they said that in other countries too. So my point being is, if you become dependent on anything external of your body and your mind and your spirit, then someone else has some power on you.
Well, let me spin that into the weightlifting world. Very simple example. What happens if you use weightlifting chalk all the time?
Right.
Okay, and then one day you don't have weightlifting chalk. And in one of his books, Tommy Kono, 6-time world champion, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, talks about exactly that. And he talks about training in the basement of his house in the 1950s. And there's a photo of it. He's got a barbell on homemade wooden squat stands. He's got a bench for bench pressing that's built out of wood, low to the floor. He made everything out of wood because he didn't know how to do any metal work, any welding. But he had a homemade bench made out of wood, homemade squat stands, barbells, some boards on the floor to serve as a lifting platform to stand on, and that was it. And the basement was unfinished. He lived in Hawaii in an unfinished basement. And so what he would do, he didn't have chalk. What he would do is rub some dirt and grit.
Bingo.
From the basement floor on his hands.
Right.
That's what he would use. And so one day he was in an exhibition. There were a couple other lifters who were doing the exhibition with him. And the exhibition was at a shopping mall, and whoever put it on forgot to bring any lifting chalk. And Kono and the other lifters didn't have any chalk because they assumed that the guy that invited them to do the exhibition was going to provide the weights and the chalk. Well, he provided the weights, but no chalk. So the other lifters said, well, we can't lift. And Kono said, sure we can. And they said, no, we need chalk. And he said, nah, just dirt on the floor. Rub your hand in it. And that's what he did, and he was fine, and everyone else was looking at him saying, how in the world can you possibly do that? The answer was just what you mentioned, Carl. He did not become dependent on anything.
And that is why I stopped using straps many years ago, because I was able to deadlift heavy weight wearing straps,
mm-hmm.
but I could not do the same maximum lifts without straps. And that is the moment I went back down in weight,
mm-hmm.
and worked my way back up, because I said to myself, I would not deadlift unless I could deadlift. I'm not going to, I mean, because I always kind of think of things as, what if I was in a situation where I had to save my own life,
mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do it because I didn't have wrist straps on? I mean, it was unheard of. And as I was thinking about that while you're talking, Bill Hinburn says, Dependency upon bench shirts, wrist straps, elbow and knee wraps, etc., are all bad. And it's the truth. It is the truth. If your goal is physical culture, for what physical culture provides as a contribution to who you are, becoming dependent on any of these things is a bad idea. Now, if you are lifting, bench pressing in a bench event where everybody's wearing a shirt, then you better show up with a shirt. But that's a different animal than the person who says physical culture is part of the prescription for life. Because you can't have accessories sometimes in life. You got to be able to do what you can do with what you have. And the one thing you'll always have are your hands. The things you may not have, as Tommy Kono's pointed out, is lifting chalk. Chalk.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to come back and talk about your books on Amazon.com, because you have several ebooks up there now, and I know that they're doing really well. And you're getting ready to release another one, I believe, right?
Released it this morning.
Oh, so nice. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik, myself. Later in the show, Susan Jones is going to talk to us about spring cleaning for your body. Is it time for a detox? I'm flattered that Bill Hinburn listens to the show. I got to tell you. So, pretty cool. I was over at his Facebook page. He's got some really cool stuff there.
He's one of the great gentlemen of the Iron Game.
Really, really. Okay, so what book did you release this morning, Pray Tell?
Well, you'll recall that the first dinosaur e-book that we released was Dinosaur Training Secrets Volume 1, which covers exercises, workouts, and training programs. And Volume 1 would suggest that it's number one in a series, and it is. We're going to be releasing a number of these books over the course of the coming year and next year. And so we released Dinosaur Training Secrets Volume 2, How Strong Are You? Which is an interesting title for a book, I think. And what we're doing in the book is digging down deep and giving everybody very specific, detailed information, but easy-to-use information to compare their strength to other people, to compare their current strength levels to their strength levels when they were younger, to compare their own strength level right now to where they were when they were lighter in body weight or heavier in body weight, to compare themselves to famous old-time weightlifting champions.
Cool.
You know, how do you measure up to Steve Stanko or John Grimmick, John Davis, Tommy Kono? You know, those are really interesting questions, and, you know, I give a number of easy-to-use formulas, charts, ways of calculating this sort of thing. And so what you can do is you can say, okay, if I stepped into a top gym, one of these old school, old fashioned black iron gyms, if I stepped into one of those in 1930 or 1940, and all the champions were training there and all the other gym members, how would I rank? How would I measure up? Would they think I was strong, or would they say, you know, that guy needs work? So that's the kind of thing that I'm doing with a lot of different exercises, including things that we do today and things that they did back then, and kind of a combination, talking about how you compare one to the other. And so it's a really, really interesting exercise, really, really interesting book. And, you know, as I said, just released it today, and it's selling like hotcakes.
That's awesome. So that's also on the Kindle ebook list over at Amazon.com, right?
Yes. And if people are at your Facebook page and they're looking at the Facebook post that you put up about today's show, the one with the Spartan Warrior,
yep.
If you scroll down there, there's a link that'll take you right there. Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volume 2, How Strong Are You? And it's got my good friend Bosco on the cover, the cartoon character created by Harry Pichal. And Bosco and Harry Pichal are good friends of mine, and putting him on the cover was a real treat. If you don't know what Bosco looks like, you need to go look at the cover just to see.
Is it on my Facebook wall, or is it on the network Facebook wall? Oh, there it is. It just came up. Okay. Okay. Yep, there it is. Oh, look at that. He's a big muscle guy. He looks like Bluto with muscles.
He does. And actually, Harry Pichal became interested in the Iron Game when he was a young boy, and he went to the circus in Ohio. He lived in a farm town in north central Ohio, Delaware County. And circus came to town. They went to the circus, And Arthur Saxon was the strong man in the circus.
I remember him.
Yeah, and that made such an impression on young Harry Paschal that later when he became a weightlifting champion in his own right and an artist, he created the character of Bosco, and that big handlebar mustache that you see on Bosco is the tribute to Arthur Saxon.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So check it out. And obviously people can find this by going to your website, which is BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. Where would they go if they were at your website to find the new ebooks?
They would
I thought it was on the cover. Where would they go?
Well, they would go to the products page, and they would click on the link for Dinosaur Training Secrets Volume 2, and you can buy it hard copy that way, or you can pop on through to Amazon. The other thing that you can do is go to the blog and read the blog posts, which cover some of the thoughts we've had about the Spartan lifestyle over the last couple of days, and the links are in the blog posts. So there's multiple ways to get there.
Very, very cool. And as always, great show, great having you on today, and thank you for suffering through the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. So, we will have Brooks Cubic on next Thursday for another episode of Physical Culture Radio. If you have something specifically that you want Brooks to discuss as it relates to physical culture, the strong men of yesteryear, he is the keeper of the flame of physical culture. Please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll get it over to Brooks, and we will promise we will cover that topic next week. All right, Brooks, so I guess we'll see you next week, brother.
Sounds good. Thanks, Carl.
Talk soon. All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Susan Jones to talk about spring cleaning for your body. Look better, be thinner, feel better with a spring clean detox. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline PA buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Spring is right around the corner, and you know what that means. You open the windows. In fact, 2 weekends ago, I put all the screens up on the house so that I can open the windows, let the fresh air in, let that stagnant air that's been caught in the house all winter long out. It's also a season for spring cleaning, right? Take the winter clothes out of the closet. Put them downstairs, put the summer clothes in the closet. And we have all these rituals for our homes, for our cars. But we generally neglect our bodies at this time of year. You know, oh, yeah, no, we're thinking about getting on the beach. Uh-oh, a couple months from now, I have to put my bathing suit on. But that's the wrong way to look at it. My next guest is Susan Jones. How you doing, Susan?
Carl, great to be with you.
Yes, and this is really an important discussion near and dear to your heart, I know. And it's because you lead a lot of different retreats and you work with a lot of different people because it's a season for renewal and rebirth, and the best way to kick renewal and rebirth off is a detox, isn't it?
I think there's no better way than that. You know, since this is my first time with you, I'll let you know, because I know you don't know this, I was really sick as a teenager. And my, excuse me, my grandmother took me under her wings, and she was not a doctor, but she knew how to live close to Mother Earth and use natural remedies for healing. And she taught me how to heal myself from head to toe, and as a result of her wisdom, I have never taken any prescription medication in my life, haven't had a cold or a flu. It's now over 30 years. And one of the many things she taught me is to be proactive with detoxifying your body. Don't wait till the 1st of January like many people do. They go through the holidays eating all the rich food, and then they plan to detox for a week, and it often lasts for a few hours. But my grandmother said take one day a week, 3 days every month, like a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and 7 to 14 days with each change of season. Mm-hmm. And when you do this, you preclude a toxic buildup in the body, and it's a great way to keep your body healthy. So this is what I'll be talking about today. I'm going to make detox easy for everybody.
Okay, so what? Okay, when people think of detox, they think of removing things from their environment or from their diet. Is that all it is, or is there more to detox than that?
Well, I'm into holistic health because the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. So the body's a great place to start. First of all, I recommend to fast from negative thinking, especially when you're on a detox program. That's hard for many people to do, especially if you watch the news these days.
Uh-huh.
But you also want to keep away from your body things that are very polluting, you know, anything with made with white sugar and white flour. You want to ditch all that white stuff. You want to breathe the best air you can. You want to drink lots of good water. So you stay away from bad foods, but you also bring in good foods during a detox, foods that take stress away from your digestive system. And those are basically the foods with high water content. These are the fresh, colorful fruits and vegetables that do take stress off the entire digestive system, like leafy greens and all kinds of greens because they're rich in chlorophyll. Fresh fruits are great to have during a detox.
Now, what about fasting itself? You said fasting from negative thoughts, but what about I love to use intermittent fasting. I generally fast at least one day out of the week, depending on my schedule and my lifestyle. Do you think that fasting is a good thing?
Tell me what you mean by fasting. Do you mean just water or
yes.
juices?
No,
or
just water, and generally for anywhere from 16 to 24 hours.
You know what? It's funny. I've done radio for 25 years, and I've never had anybody bring this up about the water fasting. And I think one day a week it's fine. Now, if you're hypoglycemic, it's not great. And if you're hypoglycemic, I'd say give your digestive system a rest and let the blender do all the breaking down work and make green smoothies so all the fibers are broken down if you're hypoglycemic. If you're not and you're healthy to begin with like you are, then it's all right to fast one day a week. I'd say put some fresh lemon juice in your water because that helps to alkalize your body. And you won't go through, you know, sometimes you get side effects. And I'll talk about what to expect in a moment and the signs that you have toxic buildup. But for the most part, fasting just one day is fine if you're not hypoglycemic.
So let's talk about hypoglycemia for a second. One of the things that I'm a strong proponent of is observing a more ancestral meal frequency pattern. And what I mean by that is one of the gifts that we receive from our ancestors is what I like to call metabolic flexibility. The reason that we are here today is living proof that in our ancestral lineage, thousands and thousands of years ago, we were able to function in the absence of food and not fall down and become food or prey for something else.
And the tigers.
Yes. And so one of the things that upsets me about modern society is that we have abandoned this gift, this beautiful gift that we were giving called metabolic flexibility, the ability to go for long periods of time and have stable blood sugar. And in fact, one of the reasons I fast is because I believe that it does stimulate autophagy, which is a good thing to get rid of metabolic waste. But the other reason I fast is to stay close to this metabolic gift. If I can't fast for 16 to 24 hours, then I need to address why I am becoming somewhat insulin resistant. What do you think about that statement?
You know what? I would agree with that. And in fact, I have a private practice. People come to me from around the world, or I go see them. And I've got a few clients in England I was just working with a couple weeks ago when I was there. And I put them on a cleanse and a detox, and I wanted them to fast for one day. And one was a male, one was a female, and neither of them could go longer than 4 hours without eating. They literally could not think. And I also, you know, in my evaluating of them, I think it was more psychological because, you know, after talking with them and getting some history, it was just that they had never done this before. And so they were a little bit fearful because they believed all those thoughts that you'll die if you don't eat, you know, quite frequently. And the way to truly rest your digestive system so it doesn't have any work to do is exactly what you do, that once a week fasting on water. I'd always add a little fresh lemon to it. And also it tastes nice that way. But it's so, because your digestive system the way most people eat, it's working 24 hours a day.
Right.
And to give it a rest, and all that energy that would go towards digestion can now be reworked back in your body to help all the other organs and systems heal.
Right, right. Yeah, I know. If your body, I've always said this, if your body is busy playing host to food, it can't, it's almost like, imagine having a home where every day you were entertaining guests, you never had a chance to clean it up from the last guest. By the time the fifth or sixth guest arrived, they would think you're a slob. You don't take care. Well, no, you need a break so you can straighten out for a little while. The way you give your body that break is take a little vacation from food. Susan, please plug your website before we go into this break.
Yeah, well, it's my name, SusanSmithJones.com. By the way, I did a 40-day fast on just water.
Okay, I'll tell you something stupid I did in my 20s.
I've never said that on the air, all right, good.
Okay, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I want to talk about that when we come back. We're talking with Susan Jones. Her website is SusanSmithJones.com, and we're going to tell you how you can get a couple free e-books, so stay tuned.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Susan Jones. You know, for those of you who don't know about Susan, she is a regular radio and TV talk show personality. She travels the world, and she is a health consultant that works with a lot of people who are looking for natural alternatives to treating and managing diseases, but more importantly, of regaining and maintaining optimal health. So, Susan, you said something that you said you've never said before. I'm going to do the same thing. So you said you once fasted for 40 days. Was it just a water fast, did you say?
It was just water, although I did sometimes put lemon in the water. And yes, it was to help my body physically, because I had done 30 days and 21 days, but never 40. And I do this every couple years. But I also wanted it to be a spiritual fast where I would pray and meditate daily. And I took a vow of silence. And I wrote a book about my experience. It's called Choose to Live Peacefully. It was nominated for a Pulitzer. It's no longer in print, but I've got the audio version right on my website in the store. So you can see a change in my writing from the first few days to the last 10 days. There's just a whole change when you go deeper within yourself through something like a 40-day water fast.
Now, I want to tell you about my fast, but then I want to come back around to what you were just talking about because it plays into something we talked about at the beginning of the show. I was 23 or 24 years old. I was living in Las Vegas.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you're so sweet. Yes. And so I said to a buddy of mine, we had to go back to New York for the holidays. It was right before Christmas. We were going to go back and visit our family. And I had wanted to lose some weight, not a lot of weight, but some weight. And so we had heard about this cayenne pepper maple
syrup. The Master Cleanse.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I did that for 22 days.
Yes.
And I did lose weight. But here is the stupid part, because I was in my 20s. How do you think I broke my fast?
You probably ate all the food you missed during the 21 days.
I went out and I drank a half a dozen martinis and a bottle of wine.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you negate the whole cleanse when you do that.
Susan, I almost died. I got home that night. I went to bed in true fashion because I was in my 20s living in Vegas. It was a party every night. I went back to my apartment, went to sleep. The next morning I woke up, I could not get out of bed. I don't mean I was too tired to get up. My muscles didn't work. I thought I was dying. I laid, and there was no phone. I couldn't reach a phone. I did, and so I just, I gave into, you know that moment where you feel like you're going to drown, you figure, oh, the heck with it, I can't save myself. I just said to myself, I think I'm dying, I'm just going to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I woke up almost 18 hours later and was able to get out of bed. The stupidest thing I've ever done was to break a fast with copious amounts of alcohol.
Yeah, that was terrible. Once you get into a fast, your body gets into a state called ketosis.
Right.
And you lose your appetite, and you're not hungry. So it becomes very easy to continue fasting. What's the most difficult thing is to break it properly, because all the foods you missed, you want to eat. But I've never heard of anyone breaking it as terribly as you did.
I was a stupid 20-year-old. Okay, getting back to what you just said. So we were talking at the beginning of the show about Native Americans, and Native Americans would fast and go on vision quests
for that
reason. So a spiritual fast obviously takes it to extremes, but it's not necessary to fast to that degree, right?
No. You know, one day a week is great, as you and I said, to give your digestive system a rest. And here's why you want to be proactive about detoxing, and that is there are thousands of toxic chemicals all around. There are pesticides in our foods, chemicals in our water, pollutants in the air we breathe. Even the common cosmetics, ladies, that we all wear are full of chemicals. So we eat, drink, breathe, and live in this daily soup of toxic chemicals. But I like to look at the glasses half full, so I'll say, even though we live in a toxic environment, the greatest health secret is that you have control over the pollution in your body. And if you keep a balanced and clean internal environment, you won't succumb to that toxic buildup that's so prevalent in most people's bodies. And studies do reveal that those people who cleanse regularly, look and feel younger, are much healthier, and live a longer life than those who ignore the need to internally cleanse. And in a moment, let's go through some of the symptoms of a toxic buildup. See how many your listeners can identify with.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it now. All right, so let's hope nobody's eating a meal at this moment. If you are, put the fork down. Because here are some signs of toxic buildup. Constipation, chronic yeast infections, weight gain, frequent colds, brittle fingernails, pale, dry skin, depression and mood swings, allergies, low sex drive, lack of concentration, of course, a poor short-term memory, sleeping problems, urinary tract infections, rheumatism, arthritic bone pains, of course, gas, bloating, flatulence, feeling weak, lacking energy. These are often signs that you've got toxic buildup in your body. And if you decide to do a cleanse, let's say you don't live a really healthy lifestyle and you decide to go on a 3-day or a 7-day, and in a moment I'll talk, because I heard your commercial on Michael's naturopathic programs,
yes,
and I'm going to talk about my favorite detox tablets are Michael's.
Wow.
But sometimes you're a little bit more tired when you detox. Sometimes you get a slight fever or a headache. Maybe you get a little rash on your skin, because your skin is your biggest eliminative organ, and it is an organ even though it's not inside your body. You get lots of release of mucus. But I promise you, at the end of a detox, you'll feel lighter, more peaceful. You'll feel more in control over your body, and you'll experience an increase in self-esteem and confidence.
Is a detox the same thing as a cleanse?
Yeah,
okay.
They are.
Okay, they're just
interchangeable
words. You can use
those words. Yes.
Okay. All right, so what are the we understand what the symptoms are if you need a detox. I think what I'm going to do is I'm being told, let's take a break early. I'm going to take a break, because when I come back, I want you to detail the right way to do a detox.
Yes.
And then you can even talk about Michael's products if you want to at that point in time. Let's do
this. Oh, love it. Because I'm on the middle of a detox now. This will be perfect timing.
Excellent. All right. And I need to be detoxed. I got to be honest with you. So this is going to be important for me too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline and pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Susan Jones. Her website is SusanSmithJones.com. We're talking about that detox. It's time to detox the body. Guess what? It can make you thinner, give you more energy, make you look and feel younger. Why not do it? And probably save you a bunch of money on your grocery bill at the same time. So what is the proper way to do a detox, Susan?
You know, that's right. It does save you money on a grocery bill. And it helps with cellulite. Your skin will glow. You'll have a flatter abdominal area. You'll have improved digestion. And another good reason to detox is that it's one of the best ways to break bad food habits you might have, such as always salting food and being addicted to white sugar, white flour products, and sodas. Because remember, when the colon and liver are clear of excess toxins and waste, that's one of the goals during a detox, it frees up the energy to be used by the rest of the body. And it also helps the liver and the intestinal tract improve the absorption of nutrients, you know, because, again, let's hope nobody's eating, but you've got this mucoid plaque that's a slimy gel-like substance that covers the inner lining of the intestines and the bowel. And this plaque harbors toxins and interferes with nutrient absorption. And the colon is known to hold up to about 30 or more pounds of matter and can be packed with undigested foods and disease-promoting bacteria. So when you that's why you often get rid of lots of extra mucus from this mucoid plaque that you see looking back up with you from the bowl in the bathroom, you know, or you start clearing your throat. And even antibiotics, carbonated beverages, chemical food additives, and over-the-counter drugs will all alter the acid-alkaline balance of the intestinal tract, which kind of sets the perfect environment for harmful microbes to grow. So when you fast, first of all, when you cleanse, I should say, you want to get ready for it. So before the first day begins, I always make sure I get some good detox teas from the health food store, and I always get ginger root, burdock root, I get that at my health food store, and turmeric root. And every morning I take a big glass tea kettle. I like glass, Carl, because then I know it's clean on the inside.
Right.
And I fill it with my good purified water, 2 quarts, and I take a knife and I cut the roots with the skin on, maybe a quarter of an inch thick. I make little coins of about 4 each. Burdock root is a great purifier for your blood. Now, you can buy burdock root tea, but I always like to save money. And I like it fresh. So I make my own. I make this every morning unless I'm traveling. And you throw the coins in the water. You bring it to a boil. Turn it down to simmer for 10 minutes, and you've made ginger, burdock root, turmeric tea. So that's a great way to start. See, the whole goal of a detox is to take whatever stress you can off the entire digestive tract. So you want to eat lighter. You want to emphasize foods that are easy to digest. So you want to emphasize more plant-based foods like fruits and vegetables during a cleanse. I always recommend organic. And during a cleanse, if I'm not doing just a straight smoothie or juice or water cleanse, you know, I'm a big believer in making a big green smoothie every day and make enough to sip on throughout the day. And then that green smoothie, I'd use as a base just to save on calories. I usually use green tea because it's rich in antioxidants and it helps to detoxify the liver. So I put in some green tea and maybe a banana, maybe some frozen blueberries, perhaps some chia seeds and flax seeds. Mm. But then I always will put in some cinnamon, because cinnamon helps balance out the blood sugar level. It's anti-aging and it's anti-inflammatory. Then I take some greens like kale or spinach, romaine lettuce, you know, celery, parsley, even cucumbers. And you don't really taste the green, but it's a delicious smoothie. And the blender, the blades of the blender, especially if you have a good blender like a Vitamix, it really tears down the fiber of the produce you put in there and makes it very easy for your body to digest. So that's basically what you want to eat when you're on a cleanse.
Wow. That sounds, you know what, and it sounds refreshing too, you know?
It really does. Speaking of refreshing, I always put in lemon. I'll take a whole organic lemon, cut it in half, throw it in, because it makes it taste so fresh. And even though lemon is acid to the taste, once you digest it, it becomes alkaline in your body. It's got lots of vitamin C, and it really helps flush away toxins. Now, you also want to keep your body fully hydrated. Remember, our bodies, our cells, and our planet Earth are all 70% water. I don't think that's a coincidence. So you want to keep your body hydrated with lots of good water throughout the day, or, you know, vegetable juices, whatever you have. But remember that liquids like coffee, caffeinated tea, colas, and alcoholic beverages are dehydrating to the body.
So if you're doing this this kind of detox and cleanse, this is obviously something you would do for how long?
Well, if you've never done a cleanse before, here's what I would do. If you're just a novice, I'd start off with 1 day. And for 1 month, I would take 1 day a week and do it 4 times. And then the second month, you could do 3 days in a row. And then by the third month, many people listening have done this so often, you can go right to 7 to 14 days. But then the third month, I would do a 7 day. And then the fourth month, you might want to do a 2 week. Now, in addition to all this good food I'm eating and all the unhealthy food that I keep out of my diet, especially during a cleanse, I highly recommend you take the perfect detox and cleanse supplements. And you know, in the olden days, before I knew about Michael's Health, I'd go get all these different bottles of things to cleanse all the different organs in the colon, you know, in my body. But Michael's done all of the work for you, and he has 2 detox and cleanse kits, which I love. And I'm on the 14-day one right now. I'm right in the middle. It's called Michael's Ultimate Detox and Cleanse. It's a 2-week program, and he gives you everything you need. It includes 42 packets of 4 tablets. So they're already, all the tablets are already combined in these little packets. You take 3 packets a day with a meal.
Wow.
And it has everything you need to support blood and liver detoxification, colon cleansing, fat metabolism, great fiber support. So all the thinking is done for you. What I do every day, I have the box out and I pull 3 packets out every morning, set it on my kitchen counter, and throughout the day, you know, I just go through the 3 packets. He also has a 7-day called Michael's Ultimate Detox Cleanse and Rebuild. And the difference is it's 7 days, not 14. You take 2 packets a day, but there's also, he also has some powder there, his super defense food that you take to help rebuild your body. And even if you didn't do all the other, and I want to talk about dry skin brushing and your skin in a moment, too.
Okay.
But even if you didn't do everything else with the food, at least you've got these tablets that help detoxify your body. For example, I mentioned to you I was just over in the UK on a media tour, and, you know, you never can eat quite the right way, at least for me, when I'm traveling, as you can when you're at home. So even though I knew I wouldn't be able to detox, I still took Michael's Ultimate Detox and Cleanse packets with me.
Oh.
And I didn't take 3 a day on the 2-week one. I just took 1 a day. So I knew that even if my diet wasn't perfect, at least I would keep my body detoxified, because so many people get sick when they travel, especially with that stagnant air on the jet.
Plane, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, will I notice anything if I use the tablets by themselves? Will I notice that I'm expelling differently, so to speak?
Yes, you will evacuate. Yeah, you will have
So many people talk about feeling kind of bloated and stopped up.
Not with Michael's. No, his are great because it gives you all the nutrients that all these different organs in your body need to purify. You'll have easier bowel movements. And, you know, speaking of bowel movements, you always want to have at least 1 good one daily. And if you're lucky, 1 or 2 more bonus rounds. you never want to be constipated.
Right.
Because then what happens is the blood that goes throughout your system takes up those extra toxins and carries them back around your body. So, you know, drink lots of fluids, exercise, and exercise all the time, you know, when you're all year round, but especially when you're on a detox, you want to get to the point where you're really sweating, because your skin, let me talk about that for a moment, your skin weighs in at about 6 pounds, and it covers an area of about 2 square yards, and it's the biggest, largest organ of the body, and it's also a major area for elimination of toxic waste from our system. And it's often called the third kidney because it works closely with the kidneys to help release uric acid. And in fact, the 4 channels of elimination are the bowels, lungs, you know, you get rid of carbon dioxide, kidneys, you get rid of urine, and the skin through sweating. So the skin, and keep in mind that each of these organs ideally should release about 2 pounds of toxins a day. Therefore, your skin is responsible for getting rid of about a fourth of your daily toxins. And if the skin is not doing its job, then the kidneys, lungs, and bowel will have to work extra hard to deal with all the toxins. So you definitely want to get a dry skin brush. And in 30 days, your skin will feel like a baby's again. And you can get a dry skin brush at health food stores or Bed Bath & Beyond. But you do not want to get a nylon or synthetic bristle brush. You get a natural vegetable fiber brush with a long handle. And before you shower or bathe, and by the way, all of this is on my website in my current March-April newsletter, even a picture of what a brush looks like. But before you shower or bathe, Carl, you do circular motions. I usually start at my feet and I work up towards my heart. You avoid the face and the private areas, or if you have any dermatitis. And I usually stand in my shower, all my clothes are off, and this is where I do this, and then you shower off. And if you think this won't make much of a difference, try it the first time with a dark-colored towel underneath you.
Oh,
and you won't believe what falls down on the towel. Now, this has been known for thousands and thousands of years. They say that Cleopatra was beautiful because she did dry skin brushing. But remember, brushing the skin dry rather than wet is important because it does a much better job on removing the dead skin cells and the toxins. And this, remember, a quarter of your toxins come out through your skin, and you help it along if you, you know, like women know about exfoliating our skin. Men do it when they shave. Women know that we exfoliate our skin a few times a week, but you want to do that for the rest of your body as well.
Okay, we have to take a break. There's two things I want to come back and talk about, okay? Number one, I want to stay with the skin when we come back because there's a growing number of people today who suffer from what looks like a constant skin flushing. It's redness in the skin that is probably because they need a good detox, number one. And number two, I want to come back and talk about the ebooks that you're offering on your website, okay?
Yes, yes, good.
Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Susan Jones. The website is SusanSmithJones.com. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Susan Smith Jones. Susan Jones, the website is SusanSmithJones.com. You can go there and learn a lot of the things that we're talking about, but more importantly, get a couple free ebooks. So, I lost my train of thought, Susan. I need a detox.
Well, I was going to say, nice music. I like your music.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I have the most unique, one-of-a-kind mashup music found anywhere, and I get emails from people all over the world saying, where can I find that song? And this is it. We manufactured this stuff in-house years ago when I first started doing this show, my son and I. And so thank you very much. You have a very good ear.
Yeah, it's nice. Well, you were talking about some people have a red flush.
Oh, yes.
Unless they're doing a niacin flush, that's often a sign that your body's too acidic. and that you do need to detoxify your body. And you mentioned, let me tell people where to go on my website. There's a lot. You could spend weeks here and never get through half of it. But at SusanSmithJones.com, right on the homepage, it says 2 free ebooks. One's Detoxify and Rejuvenate. They're all in color, of course. The other's The Curative Kitchen. That's almost 98 pages. So those will help you. And what you don't know is when you click there, there's a third ebook all about easy steps to losing weight. And then you want to definitely check out my first 4 or 5 blogs. The first one I posted today on the healing power of sweating and infrared saunas. The second one is on water. And then there's one on detox. There's one on my 21 best tips to lose weight. I work with lots of celebrities, TV stars, movie stars here in Brentwood, Santa Monica, where I live. And so I have my best tips there that I use with my clients. And then go over to, in that navigation bar, Carl, the third from the right, it says favorite products. The first subheading says detox, cleanse, rebuild, and renew. And this is where I write all about detoxification. And I tell you all the reasons that I really like Michael's naturopathic programs. I don't just take his detox, but there's about 15 of his products that I now take on a regular basis. They're the best of the best. So I write about all my favorite ones there. And then make sure you go to my March-April newsletter. It's right on the homepage. There's a picture of me and there's a gold button. Click that newsletter and you'll get a couple more free books and lots of info on health and some detox smoothie recipes. And I've got information on dry skin brushing and aging backwards, you know, lots of great advice. Facial masks you can make at home.
Wow, this is really, I mean, I'm looking at this stuff. It's overwhelming. You've got, people could spend a month on this website.
Oh, you could spend 2 years and you'd never get through half of what I have. And almost everything's free. If you go to the store, you can get my audio book that I told you about where I fasted 40 days and wrote a 40-day program called Choose to Live Peacefully, and that's the one that was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize.
This is really amazing. I'm overwhelmed by all the stuff here. This is a great website. It's called SusanSmithJones.com. Go there and get lost. Just tell your loved ones where you'll be in case they come looking for you. This is great. It's great stuff, and I love your approach to this. The pharmaceutical agenda is not working. People are getting sicker and sicker. We know that when we look back hundreds of years, we know that people were healthier. They understood the natural medicines of plants. They understood that nutrition healed the body because they didn't have the reliance on this gimmicky stuff that we have today in the way of the pharmaceuticals. And we have to return to this simpler way of
we
life.
Do. The way our grandmothers told us to live. You know, you know this quote by Thomas Edison. He said, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." And look at your actions every day. How you care for your body reveals your sense of self-worth. So you want to show by your actions every day that you're championing high self-esteem. Remember, choose to get more sleep. That's when your body rebuilds, renews, rejuvenates, and detoxifies. Get out in nature. Handle your stress. Keep your body hydrated. Eat real food, not fake food. Have a good array of friends around you, a good support of friends, and live a life with an attitude of gratitude. You know, gratitude is that connecting link between you and all channels of good. And remember, what you think about consistently brings more of the same back into your life. You've got control over 3 things, really. How you move, your exercise, of course, what you eat and what you think. And one of the things my grandmother always would tell me when I was a teenager is your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So it's up to you to be the president and CEO of your health, your body, and your life. And don't put it off for next month or next January 1st. Make a fresh start today.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's a pleasure having you on the show. I've heard great things about you for a very, very long time. It's an honor that you even did the show, I have to tell you. The website is...
thank you.
SusanSmithJones.com. In fact, I'll be spending the next couple hours there after I'm done with the show today. So, and I suggest you should, too. Susan, thank you so much. We'll have you on again, okay?
I'd love that. See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so there you have it. We also want to thank Brooks Cubic for the first hour of Physical Culture Radio. Go to his website, brookscubic.com. And tomorrow is Friday, which means that I will be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Don't miss that. We'll see you tomorrow. Anabolic Mind.